I do have a question for you.
All right.
Has Fatty changed the format and name of his show?
No.
I was wondering if it's now called the Mix Fatty Show.
Oh, because the Mix makes it to the grand opening, Fatty's grand opening, quite frequently.
I mean, as many times as the Mix has been on his opening, I'm surprised he can still walk.
Yeah. It's been a really mixed opening.
It's been a mixed opening.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
I'm surprised he can still walk.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4281. The BFO for two, I say, juicy the tooth of July 2024. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, I pretty much got nothing. Nothing, I tell you. Big Fatty train wreck. Hello, alerters. Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your two, I say, Tuesday is going well. Y'all, you're alerters today. Because, y'all, we are under a severe thunderstorm, flood alert. Big Fatty, shall I get out the water wings that Miss Beaver sent to you? I do have a picture of that. Who knows? Maybe I'll put a picture of me and my water wings. Big Fatty, I'm sure Miss Beaver would touch herself. Well, y'all, look over there at the BFO at noon today and see if I remembered. Oh, Big Fatty, I can hear the downtown music playing as we speak. We'll see. But it hadn't rained a drop yet as I record this. And, you know, who knows? We may get a lot of rain. They were saying that some places might get 2 to 3 inches of rain on Monday afternoon. And y'all, you know, Fat Acres doesn't flood. But y'all, you know, anytime I can get the free water on the trees and the ferns in Fern Gully, I'll take it. Big Fatty's cause you're a cheap ass. Well, that too.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Dear Gussie, y'all, today, the 2th of July, we have not one, not two, but three celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first, y'all never have met this person, but have communicated with his husband. His husband sent a Shark Week story and calls into the... to the Mix quite a bit. Y'all, it is the husband of the one and only Blind Scott out there in the, I think he's in the sack of tomatoes also. Y'all, it's his husband Mark's celebration. Big Daddy, we love Blind Scotty and Mark. We do indeed. And y'all, then someone I have met at Pride 48. Y'all, I think it was in Nolens. I may not be. Don't quote me on that. Big Fatty, we don't quote you on anything. One of those folks that has been a part of the BFO for many, many years. Y'all, he is out there in the Mile High City, just like the enormous boys at the beginning of today's little show. Y'all, I'm talking about the one and only Brother Sinatus. Big Fatty, we love Brother Sinatus. We do indeed. And y'all, then our final celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all have known him for many, many, many years. Y'all part of the dynamic duo of Jerry and Rick. Y'all, it is the celebration of exiting the birth canal for my dear friend, Rick. Be ready. We love Rick. We do indeed. And so, y'all, Blind Scotty is probably on the social medias. I don't know if Mark is. Brother Senatus, I'm not sure if he is or not. And I don't think my friend Rick, but y'all, if you see any of them, or if I'm completely wrong about that, wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope they all get a big old piece of cake. Yes, Big Fatty!
Fatty plays. He takes nipper walks around the neighborhood and hangs out with all of the gays. Miss Kitty and Olive are his friends, and then there's young Nicholas too. Granny and Durwood are his pals, and he is our Fatty the Pooh. Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, that famous podcaster who natters and stuff. He's Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, master of that special chair. Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, he loves a puppet show with guys who are buff. It's Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, showing off his big old pants.
Oh, Big Fatty, we know you have nothing to talk about when you do the Fatty the Pooh music. It's true. Y'all, a couple of things. Y'all, I forgot to mention on Sunday, I spent some time in the afternoon, because, you know, I'm getting close to the end of Olive's being his executor, you know, closing his estate. I just got, two or three more things that I have to do. I've got, and some the ones that are in progress or moving along, they're just, you know, I'm waiting on somebody else before I can do the next thing. I've donated a piece of artwork that he wanted donated. He did not leave specific instructions about that, but he had told several folks, and the beneficiaries were fine with proceeding with donating this based on his stated wishes. And then the estate taxes have to be done, and I've told... I've got the donation in progress, and the tax accountant knows that the taxes need to be completed and filed, and so I'll either need to be prepared for a refund or be prepared to pay. So, and then from there, once those are done, then I can go back to the... estate attorney, and we can start the process of actually closing the estate. So anyway, it's moving along, but it's like that group up there in the Washington DC, they're just dragging it out. And anyway, it just we'll see how it goes. I'll keep you informed. But anyway, I went through all of the documents and things that I had done over the past year, and I've consolidated it all down to one of those banker boxes. This is one of those plastic banker boxes with the handle and everything. So it's all in one place now, and it's not... in three or four different notebooks, even though there are three or four different notebooks there's only two notebooks in there. One is for the checking account, which I still have to deal with, and then the other is just a combination of little things that I kept the paperwork kind of separated out for that. They all could have gone in specific folders, but anyway, that's just the way I had set it up. But so I got all that together, and y'all, it was good that I did, because it just kind of made me go back through the whole process and find get my thoughts together. So when I go into the estate attorney, I'll know where things are, and hopefully make that process go a little faster. Y'all recorded the LFC on Sunday afternoon. Y'all, I saw that Miss Bacon had posted on the Twix that there was something wrong with the LFC. I don't know what it was. I'm just the pretty one there, and so I guess hopefully Veda will figure it out or figure Miss Bacon out. B, Freddy, quite the job there, and. I think I told you the Atlanta Braves played an 11:30 a.m. in the morning game, so that was done early in the afternoon. And y'all, I sat down and I finished watching the the last few episodes I had of The Good Doctor. y'all, if you're looking for just a good show. Y'all, this was the final season of it, and they wrapped it up nicely, and it was just a good show. I'm sorry to see it go, but I'm glad that it went out on top. And y'all, if you haven't seen it, and you're looking for something to fill your summertime viewing hours, give The Good Doctor. It was on that ABC, so I think it's available on the Hulu, so give it a chance. It's that Freddie Highmore who played the creepy Norman on Bates Motel. Y'all, that's another good one if you hadn't watched that one. But anyway, I finished watching all of that on Sunday night, and I hit the bed a little bit after 9 o'clock, and it was a lovely, just a lovely night's sleep. Y'all woke up. One thing I did on Sunday is just try to keep it a little bit cooler inside the villa. Y'all, I've got plantation shutters on all the windows, so I closed about half of them out in the... Well, I closed the ones in the dining area, but the ones over in the living area, which is basically all the same room, are left partially open, which is how I used to keep the ones in the dining room. But I closed the upper half of the ones in the live chamber because it kept it dark a little bit more, and it kept it cooler. And if it's cooler inside, then the air conditioner doesn't have to run quite as much. Yes, Big Fatty, again, cheap ass. Well, you know, I'd rather put it in my pocket than give it to the fat cats, as the Nip would say. But anyway, y'all slept like a baby, but y'all woke up a little bit after 6 a.m. in the morning, and I finally got out of the bed about 6:30 or so, perfectly rested, and got up, had my coffee, read the paper, did my puzzles, and then I was off to nowhere, because y'all, I did my nipple walking inside Fat Acres again. Y'all, got the on the Apple clock, they give you a challenge every month, and y'all, I think it's different for everybody, based on your exercise habits and all. And mine for this month was to double your exercise minutes at least two times during the month. And y'all, that's quite a bit for a lot of folks. But y'all, my exercise goal each day is 60 minutes. Yes, Big Fatty, you love the 60 minutes. The old people love soup and the 60 minutes. No, 60. Yeah, okay. But so I had to actually do nipple walking for 2 hours. Well, y'all, I was here, and so I started walking during Miss Gail King and just kept on walking. And y'all, before I knew it, I had been walking 2 hours. Actually walked 5 miles inside the villa this morning, and so I've already completed half of my July challenge, if you will. Y'all got the, but speaking of the puzzles, y'all got the Wordle in two on Monday, and y'all, I was real proud of myself. Yes, Big Fatty, doesn't take much, does it? No, it really doesn't. And so after all that, y'all, then the CBS special report, you know, the king is here. Y'all, I don't know what it all means, but it doesn't give me a good feeling. And, you know, I don't talk about the politics on here, but, y'all, it's just, I'm afraid that things are just getting meaner. And that's not a good thing. And, y'all, I'm going to do my best to make sure that anything I can directly affect is not going to be getting meaner. It's going to be, some might call it Pollyanna. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. Polly is, I've known Polly for years. She's, I think she's part of the Anna family in the upstate. Probably so. But, anyway, I just, you know, keep y'all, I will tell you one thing that's going to make Big Fatty very, very upset, and that is come November the 5th, if you don't vote, shame on you. And the way to make sure you can do it is go check your voter registration right this second. Well, wait until the closing music. But check your voter registration. Make sure everything is in order. And y'all, I just hope that the most votes come November the 5th are not for people who didn't vote. And y'all, because no vote is a vote. And so don't fall into that group. But anyway, watch that on the TV machine. Got my shower. Took a little nip on that. Big Fat, I think you need another. And y'all, that pretty much has been my day. Oh dear gosh, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely, too, I say, Tuesday. Y'all heading over to Shady Pines today. It's been a couple of weeks since we've been over there for supper with the ladies. And, y'all, it'd be nice to see them again. And, y'all, I'm just... y'all, be careful out there in the heat also. And I know I sound like your mother. Big Fatty, you sound more like their grandmother because you're so old. Well, that too. But, and y'all, remember... wait 30 minutes before you go swimming. Big Fatty, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the boys from over there at the enormous little show, and what did you think of all my nipple walking?
I'm surprised he can still walk.
Oh, yes, you just heard me. I did 5 miles. Big Fatty, why are you talking like me?
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-784-6331.
Ruined One and leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle. Yes! The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.